This recording, Heilongjiang 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Peter was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the wife's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lover, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello, I'm Stacy. I'm come from Heilongjiang province. Today, I will introduce my hometown to you. Heilongjiang province lies in the northeast of China. It's just like a swan in the map. As you know, it's very cold around the year. However, in winter, it's a wonderful place. You can come to see the ice and snow. And in summer, it's also a good place to have a cool holiday. It's a very beautiful place. People in Heilongjiang province are all very friendly. Welcome all the people come to my hometown, Heilongjiang province.
Kongzi, Lun Yu, Xu Er Di Yi. Zi Yue, Xu Er Shi Xi Zhi, Bu Yi Yue Hu. Yu Peng Zi Yuan Fang Lai, Bu Yi Le Hu. Ren Bu Zhi Er Bu Yun, Bu Yi Jun Zi Hu. Wei Zheng Di Er. Zi Yue, Shi San Bai, Yi Yan Yi Bi Zhi, Yue, Si Wu Xie. Zi Yue Wen Xiao. Zi Yue, Jin Zhi Xiao Zhe, Shi Wei Neng Yang, Zhi Yu Quan Ma, Jie Neng Yu Yang. Bu Jing, 何以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？